meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you so much, ICANN staff, and welcome everyone, ranging from Alabama to Australia, to the Cross-Community Working Group on Enhancing ICANN Accountability Workstream to Human Rights Subgroup, meeting 34 on August 29th at 1900 UTC. It is a great pleasure and honor to have you all here again to discuss today the second reading of our message to the CCWG plenary. And perhaps with that also achieving a next important milestone of the work we've been doing together over this time. But please do not let me get ahead of myself. Let's first start off with the administrivia. ICANN staff, could you please be so kind to take the roll call from the Adobe Connect room? And if there is anyone on the audio bridge who is not in the Adobe Connect room, could you please make yourself known so that you're also noted in the archives? With that done, does anyone have an update to their statement of interest? No updates to the statement of interest. Then we've had apologies from Matthew Shears, Bastian Goslings, and Jorge Cancio, and Sean Odeji, who could not make it to us. But I see we still have a quorum and sufficient people on the call, so it's great to continue our work. Then, does anyone have a addition to the agenda? I see Greg is seeing the agenda sideways. I am not. That might mean that either I or Greg's screen is tilted, or there is an the singularity is upon us, or otherwise. Anyhow, depending on the not depending on the rotation of the agenda, but does anyone have a addition or change to suggest for the agenda? No suggested changes for the agenda, so then I propose we continue with the second reading of our email to the CCWG plenary, which will be the cover letter for our reading of the with our overview of our analysis of the public comments, as well as the new version of the framework of interpretations plus considerations document with the minimal changes that we've made. So I'd like to ask ICANN staff, would you please be so kind to pull up the document that was shared on the list? It was the Word document. Cavus, hand is up. Cavus, please come in.
Yes, good morning, afternoon, evening to everybody. Just to inform you that tomorrow in the plenary I will make a statement with respect to the non-application of procedure in relation with the activity of the drafting group. And I don't want to waste your time, but as I want not to hide anything from you, I will make it tomorrow in the plenary. I have already informed the co-chair, and we would like to maintain our friendship without being further accused or further offended. So we take the silence, we bit our tongues, not say anything, but we have been wounded, the governments. So we will take up this matter tomorrow in the plenary. Thank you very much, and no further comments. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Cavus. We're greatly interested in the statement. And of course, we've received from Jorge Cancio the the statement, which was the minority statement, which was then supported by the government of Brazil, who is an observer on this in this group, and by Cavus, if I'm correct. Right, Cavus?
Just to remind ourselves that being observer does not constitute that the observer could not raise the flag or could not talk. At any moment before the meeting or during, the observer for particular subject of his or her interest could ask that the status be changed from observer to participant. This has been done previously in some other cases. Because I received a message from someone who is observer saying that I don't have the right to raise any matter. I replied him that no, it is not true. If the matter touches your own views of your own government, even being observer, you can ask that be allowed to make a statement. So having two observers does not mean that they could not make any statement, and it should be really understood by the people, because this war system too has always been like this, being observer or participant of voluntary information, and at any time somebody could temporarily or permanently change the status from observer to participant and make a statement if its real interest is on the stage. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Cavus. Even though it is in the rules that that observers do not have rights to post to the list, I did not want to make a process point of that, and I think I'm happy to that we submit that also on behalf of the government of Brazil, if people have no other procedural problems with that. I see Greg's hand is up. Greg, please come in.
Yeah, this is Greg, and I have not gone back and read the charter, but I don't believe that the summary that was just given is exactly accurate. I do agree that observers can change to participants, and once participants have the same rights as other participants. But observers, as observers, do not have those rights. I think it should be noted that, as you just noted, Niels, that we, in fact, bent the rules in favor of allowing participation by certain observers, in spite of the accusations of having been wounded or failing to take their issues into account. You and the group, by extension, were actually more accommodating than a technical reading of the rules would have allowed. I think that should be commended rather than criticized. I also don't think it's a precedent that should be considered. I don't think that should be considered as a precedent for the future. Otherwise, the different statuses have no meaning in the subgroups. I think it was the right thing to do at the time. In order to be as accommodating as possible. But, I see the point that Robin is raising, and Anne as well, so I think we need to look at whether a minority statement can be raised by an observer. I suppose it could be raised by a participant. But at some point, I think we have to stop, just ignoring the rules because the rules are meaningful and the ones that we've all agreed to work with. And finally, I would say that I think that the drafting team does not deserve to be accused of that, of which it apparently is or will be, continue to be accused of. I think it's quite unfortunate. Whether we're going to talk about who's wounded here, the process, I think, is being wounded by those who complain about it. rather than choose to participate fully in it. Thank you.
Yes, Nils, with all due respect, I don't agree with that statement and a statement of a few other people that they defend the action which was taken, which was not appropriate. We will discuss it tomorrow in the plenary. But just for the information of the people, when in meeting 84 of the CCWG of the voters in one, the polls or polling or votes were casted in favor or against the GATT carve-out, many observers even participated in the vote or polling. I have the list of all. Even board members participated in that. So I don't agree with that. This should have a standard. Please, Neil, do not waste your time here. This is not the appropriate moment to discuss. What we could say, there is a major disagreement on the process. And the, I will discuss it tomorrow, and I don't want to say it here, because it has no no help, because still I will be in minority, because neither Thiago participating nor Jorge and the other participants, the observer, may not wish to take, so I will be alone, and I don't want to be surrounded by distinguished colleagues. So please go ahead with your agenda. We will discuss it tomorrow. Just put it in the record that, in my view, the procedure of discussions or discussing the issues, contentious issues that arising from the public comment, were not properly followed. It's not your mistake. You have done it properly, but the people didn't want that. I mean, I don't want to get into that discussion now. Please go ahead with your agenda. Perhaps you could finish it as soon as possible tonight. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tavus. Then there's Anne in the queue. Anne, please come in.
Yes, thank you, Niels. This is Anne, and I do think that there is one procedural question that we do have to address. I appreciate that Cavus does not want to waste anyone's time. And again, I do especially appreciate the active participation of Cavus and Jorge and also Mark. But as a purely as a point of procedure, I don't actually think that a minority view submitted by Brazil can truly form properly a part of the report of the Workstream 2 work of human rights. And my view on that is influenced not only by the procedures, the rules of engagement as to minority views, but I'm also thinking, I do believe Brazil is one of the designated members of the chartering organization. And so I'm wondering, it seems that the comment is much more properly submitted at the plenary level, given the observer status. But, I mean, Brazil is a voting member of the chartering organization of the GAC at the plenary level. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Anne. So the minority statement was submitted by Jorge Cancio, who is an active participant, and was supported by Cavus, who is also an active participant in the subgroup, and was supported by Thiago, from Brazil, who is an observer. So we're now discussing whether we should accept the minority statement, but whether the minority statement could be signed by an observer. And I don't think we should make a big procedural point or adding one name or less under underneath it, and we will further discuss this in the plenary. So,
It's Anne again, Niels. I'm very sorry. I thought Brazil had a separate minority statement, and I certainly withdraw my comment. I don't want to make a big deal out of that either. I thought there was a separate minority statement, I apologize. Yeah, sorry.
No problem. Thanks much. Kavus, please come in.
Yes, Niels. I think it arises misunderstanding. At this point of time, I am not referring to minority and majority. I will raise that issue tomorrow in the plenary. Tonight, we have 8 people, or 9, attending. Yeah, I see the list. And then I don't understand if 5 of 8 saying that yes and 3 saying no, and then we have majority-minority. Minority has a specific connotation, but I don't want to do that. My point will be tomorrow that the establishment of little group and discussion of the group did not follow the procedure. And I see people raising their hand, that is a right to do that. But I think that we have to avoid that. Let's leave this discussion to tomorrow. I am not referring to majority and minority. It's another issue tomorrow. I'm referring to the way that the small group dealt with the issue of the public comments. That is where I see and I feel that procedure was not followed. But if you want, they spent the whole 1 hour on this, it is up to you, but I suggest that you leave it as it is and go ahead to read your covering letter and then finish this one and we will see what will happen. I don't think that it changed, and we are condemned to be minority because we are minority. Government are minority, always. If you compare others with others, they are always majority. Look at who from government attending the meeting, two. That's all. And look at the 7 or 8. They are not. So we are in minority. So we are in absolute minority in every meeting. So there is no need that the people refer to minority, majority. So this is irrelevant, unfortunately. But once again, please kindly go ahead with your agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Kavus. Then Greg, and after that I'd like to continue to the reading of the text. Greg, please come in.
Thanks, Greg Shatton, for the record. First, I'll note the old saying that half of life is just showing up. So that's part of the process. Second, in talking about a minority statement, we're doing so because a report from a subgroup is either the report that is endorsed by rough consensus within the subgroup, or it could be full consensus. And if there is a rough consensus, there is an opportunity for a specific additional part of that report, which is called a minority statement. It has no other name. And if it's not a minority statement, then it doesn't, and it's not the statement of the subgroup, then it shouldn't be in the report. So that is why we're talking about a minority report. As to whether any group is in a minority at any given time, most of the time when we have consensus or full consensus, obviously with full consensus, there is no minority. Everyone is in the same group. And whenever there is agreement with people from different groups, whoever is in the minority or majority, whoever's part of the consensus or not part of it, will differ. So I think the idea that any given organization is always in the minority is perhaps rhetorical, but not true. There are certainly times when intellectual property owners feel like they're always in the minority, but it's not true either. I avoid saying that. I try to persuade, as everybody else does, in order to form a consensus. And when my persuasion is not useful and not taken up, then I'm either in the minority or I move along. And I will note that I've never been part of a minority statement. I consider building of consensus and support of conclusions that are reached to be of paramount importance in the multi-stakeholder process. But that's just me. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Greg. I would like to continue, but I see Kapoor's hand is up, and I, of course, do not want to leave Kapoor's just there. Kapoor, please come in.
Yes, Nils. I think the basis of the report which came to the meeting and so-called by majority agreed with minority statement was not proper. There are two issues here. The way that little group tackled the situation, considered the public comments, this is one issue. The other issue is the meeting in which that report, which was, arranged with that absence of procedures, was approved by majority, and I will check to see how many people in that majority they were, and what the minority, and so on and so forth. I know that there were four minority, and I don't know how many there were in the majority. I don't think that they are overwhelming. I think maybe 5-4 maximum. I will check the name of the people. No doubt, Nils, unfortunately or fortunately, you have not participated in the views. And the secretariat views will not usually be taken because they are neutral people. And some other people outside the group that they watch the situation also, they should not be counted. So the participants were 5 and the minority were 4. I don't think that we could say 5-4 is majority-minority, is quasi equal. So I don't agree with that. But we can't discuss the whole evening on this. Let's take, and I put again at the end of your meeting, a statement that there was no consensus. Some people, they can say that there was some relative consensus or there were some rough consensus, but I would explain and reiterate that there was no consensus on the matter, and I will argue that tomorrow at the plenary when everybody attends. Thank you.
Okay, so after that, let's continue with the reading of the text in front of us and see if we can analyze our second reading of that. I see Anne's hand is up. Anne, do you want to come in or?
Yes, thank you, Nils. Just very quickly, in light of Kavu's comments, it strikes me that we will need to have an agree or disagree count on the ticks at the second reading here. And I know some people have also weighed in on the list as far as their agree, disagree ticks. And I think that if we are talking about a question of fact, of whether there's a majority or not a majority, it will be important for us to have everyone weigh in on a tick, agree or disagree. Thank you.
Neil, I'll have
Thank
to
you very
comment.
Much, Anne.
I'm sorry.
According to
I have to comment.
It is not. I'm sorry, Kapoor.
Allow me to comment on, please. Yeah.
Okay, Kapoor, go ahead. But this is the fine left.
I don't agree with that we raise the tick. Tick means voting. We should not go to the vote. I don't think that. Even polls is not so. In the chart is quite clearly mentioned that every effort should be made to avoid division of the group. So I don't think that we should go to the tick and then conclude that according to the tick, there was one against and everybody in favor. It is not correct. really it is not correct. This is not this group to decide on the matter. Tick or polls or veto or voting is the primary, but not the small group. I'm sorry, I disagree with that. With all due respect, my distinguished friend on. Thank you.
Dear all, as is in the charter, it is up to the rapporteur to call whether there is consensus or not, and then we have different instruments to see and to determine whether we can how we can achieve how we can register that. But let's first have a look at the concrete text and not lose ourselves in discussions on process. So. Let's have a look at the text, and I'll read it to you, and then I'll ask you per paragraph whether there are any comments. So the Cross-Community Working Group on Enhancing ICANN's Accountability Human Rights Subgroup would like to sincerely thank those who have taken the time and effort to submit public comments to the Framework of Interpretation and Considerations document during the public comment period. The subgroup has analyzed and discussed the comments at great length and came to the following conclusions. The mandate of the group does not include suggesting any changes to the ICANN bylaws. This includes the bylaw on human rights. As such, any comments that would require changing the bylaws cannot be accepted. This is the case for comments recommending changes in the hierarchy of core values as outlined in the bylaw, or for comments pertaining to the use of the term applicable law, which is part of ICANN's human rights bylaw. The subgroup recognizes that the documents mentioned in the footnotes are not necessarily an exhaustive list of human rights documents, and therefore the text has been changed from including to including but not limited to, for purposes of clarity. Finally, no new references to any instrument in general or the UN Guiding Principles for Business and Human Rights in particular have been added. The conclusion of the subgroup is that the current proposed wording is a careful balance between the different opinions held in the ICANN community, particularly considering the remit of ICANN's mission. The Human Rights Subgroup has developed a document which lists a response to each of the major comments submitted to the public consultation and is including it in this email for reference by the CCWG Accountability Workstream 2. This will be published on the public consultation website as part of the standard process. As such, the Human Rights Subgroup is submitting its final recommendations for a Human Rights Framework of Interpretation to the CCWG Accountability Workstream 2 for approval. Given the submissions made in the public comment process and the minimal changes that have been made to the document to address these, the Human Rights Subgroup does not believe it is necessary that this version be posted for a further round of public comment. I see Cavus's hand is up. Cavus, please come in.
Yes, you read something that I don't see on the screen, talking about the balance. Could you put that in the chat or make it quite clear? Because I do not support that idea. There was a balance. There was no balance. There was some sort of, I would say, different things, but it was not balance. The three public comments were not taken into account. You could not call them balance. For the first time in the worker stream two, no public comment or none of the public comments were taken into account with respect to this reference to the human rights principles by Raghi. So I can't call them balance. So please kindly record my disagreement with that and report that there was no agreement on the inclusion of this part, that there was a balance of so on and so forth. I don't see that sentence clearly, but please indicate that either in the chat or somewhere that I can see. But in any case, I have heard that. It was proposed by some distinguished colleagues. who are in the majority, refer them as a balance, but I don't agree with that balance. So please convey my disagreement with that portion of the report. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cavus. I think your the careful balance is actually related to the text that we reached consensus on together before the public comment. And the reason why it did not change is exactly because it is such a careful balance. It is also a fragile balance that we achieved for a year of working hard together. So by changing that, even though the points were made and reiterated during the public comment period, we have discussed those also before. If we would make the changes made according to the comments made in the public comment period, which we discussed at length, then we would risk that the whole document would come apart and we would start the discussion over again, for which we simply do not have the time, seeing the deadlines in Workstream 2. I see Anne's hand is up. Anne, please go in.
Yes, thank you, Niels. This is Anne for the transcript, and I wanted to propose a possible compromise. I have struggled with the issue of whether or not we have to state, you know, consensus with minority view or no consensus, and this is based on looking at the CCWG rules of engagement. But I consider it's a possibility that we don't have to necessarily use the word consensus in work stream work. If that's the case, I wouldn't object to a change in the word balance to, for example, the word consideration. In the interest of compromise, proposed wording is careful, represents careful consideration of the differing opinions. The question for me is, at which point is the finding of consensus required? Is it at the level of our work in Workstream 2, or is it at the level of the plenary? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Anne. We haven't used the term consensus, and as Jorge Cancio has indicated, they have submitted the minority statement that will be submitted as part of this work. So changing in two places might also be confusing. Right? So it is clear that some people disagree with some part of the latter process. We don't call consensus here in the text. We remove that as a head nod to that situation. That's why we put balance, and that's where we are. In his comments, Jorge used the term, let me quickly pull that up. Was minimum possible. I'll look that up, and while the other goes on the call, Cavus, please come in.
Yes, Nils. I don't have any difficulty if you refer that the outcome of work stream one on this matter was a balanced view, but we have received public comments, so that balanced view is not or should not constitute to be continued as a balanced view because we have received public comments. So you cannot take it granted that because it was a balanced view in the work stream one, it continued to be a balanced view in work stream two. We have to separate that. If you separate your sentence saying that while the outcome of the work stream one on the matter was a balanced view, however, continue that due to the public comments, the group could not reach a consensus on the proposed amendment to that part, which was balanced in Work Stream 1. This is my problem. I am not putting in question the Work Stream 1. It is finished. I don't want to go back. I respect that. I'm not like some people that they go back and try to. No, no, no. That was okay. But that balance situation could not be taken granted as it continued to also represent or demonstrate a balanced view now, because there were public comments. And for some reason that I explain tomorrow in plenary, that public comments were not properly considered and taken into account. So if you try to separate your sentence, referring to the balanced views of the workers in one, but referring that, however, this balanced view could not be continued to be valid, I have no problem. So let us make a difference between the two. Thank you.
Thanks, Kafoos. But the careful consensus was not just part of Workstream 1, but also part of Workstream 2, which led up to the public comment. And then some members who took part in the discussion decided to reiterate the arguments they made in the discussion that led to the consensus, to reiterate those arguments. And when the way they responded, well, but we achieved a consensus based on those arguments and the weighing of other arguments, now it is said that it's not carefully adjusted. So I think we have considered in quite a lot of detail and spent quite a lot of time on that, and that's why I think it is a very mild and good description to say that it's a careful balance. So the text that Jorge proposed said that the group feels the current proposed wording is a minimum common denominator text between the different opinions held in the ICANN community. But I think that does not do justice to the work that we and the road that we've traveled together in such constructive fashion. But I'm very eager to hear the comments from Greg and Kafoos on that. Greg, please.
Thank you, Niels, and thank you first, Niels, for correcting the factual predicate of the previous statement. Another thing that is, I think, needs to be understood is that sometimes things are carefully considered and duly taken into account and don't end up with any change being reflected in the document. Duly taking something into account does not mean that you accommodate it. It means that you consider it, you discuss it, you look at it, and I think we've probably looked at this as carefully as we've looked at anything in the history of this particular subgroup. So saying that something was not duly taken into account because the end result did not move is to confuse the process with the conclusion. The process was honored. The conclusion was arrived at by the group, and obviously there were some in the group who disagreed with that, but it's still the conclusion of the group as a whole. It was a conclusion we came to before the public comment. We looked at the public comments and considered them carefully and took them into account and took into account views of others who were involved, and we came to the conclusions that we came to. It's all entirely proper. I think it's unfortunate that it's being challenged, although I understand everyone's free to challenge whatever they wish. But I think Niels has done an excellent job procedurally and substantively at guiding this group through a number of careful considerations and folks with disparate views. And I, for one, wonder first whether a statement of support at tonight's plenary is appropriate from members of this subgroup, and secondly, whether our report should respond to the minority statement, which states a number of things with which I agree, both as a matter of fact and as a matter of analysis. And right now it sits unrefuted, although obviously unagreed to, as it is a minority statement. Thank you.
Sorry, I was talking to my muted mic. Thanks very much for that, Greg. Cavus, please come in. After Cavus, I'd like to close the queue with.
Yes, please. If you can decide to close and not allow me to talk, I have no problem because I have not been allowed to talk in other meetings. But I have no problem if you decide on that. But I agree partly to what Greg said. The public comment were considered, but it was no consensus to take them into account. That should be clear. There was no consensus to take them into account, but we have considered. We have examined them carefully, and we have considered them. This is the meaning of consideration. But the meeting or the group did not agree by consensus to take them into account. So that is lack of consensus to take them into account. And that is a fact. If you mention that, I have no problem. If the outcome of the work stream 1 represented a balance of the views, and add in view of the public comments, that was reconsidered, carefully examined, but the group did not reach any consensus to take those into account. I have no problem. But I could not agree saying that the group decided not to take them into account. No. The group did not reach any consensus to take them into account, and that is the fact. Whether that consensus which is majority or minority or anything else, but we have not reached consensus to take them into account. It is quite simple. This is something I have done for years and years and decades. You cannot argue with that. You considered, but no consensus was reached to take them into account. And please explain that. Not explain. Please reflect that. No consensus was reached in regard with taking the public comment into account. Thank you. If you do that, I will be much appreciated.
Thank you very much, Cavus. I think we should stop the discussion on the process. I think there's been a lot of exchange of views in the here in the call and in the chat, and I think this is and it's been forewarned that we'll also discuss this in the plenary. So let's further discuss it there. But for now, to round up our part of the process and for which we're gathered today, I'd like to ask who has whether there are people that have problems with the current text as it lies in front of us, be the cover document to send to the for our documents to send to the CCWG plenary. I see Cavus hand is up.
Yes, I think you are going to vote. I don't like that. Implicitly, you are going to vote. Who is in favor of that? Or who is opposed of that? We should avoid the vote.
There are people.
You said that, how we should reflect that?
It is
I would say that reflect that there was no consensus on this text. There was no consensus on this text. That's all. Without going to the definition of consensus, there was no consensus on this. Three public comments.
I'm very sorry, Cavus.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I'm very sorry, Cavus, but it is not up to you to decide whether it's a consensus or not. That is the task of the rapporteur, according to the charter of the CCWG. So I was asking people, without going into a vote now, to see who has a problem with the text as it is lying in front of us. There are no fundamental problems.
I disagree with the voting. I disagree with the votee. Please kindly consider not to go to the vote.
Mr. Kapoos, I did not ask for a vote.
This is a vote. You say that who is in favor?
No, I asked who has a problem with the with the text, and no one said.
I have problem with the text, and the three governments, they have also problem with the text. Jorge mentioned that in the statement. Tiago mentioned that, and maybe some others. So there are disagreement with the text. Sorry.
and we've been able to discuss that all week on the mailing list, and we've also, there have been counter proposals of the governments that have not been supported. And I do not see other people who have any problems with the text. So with that, I think the government have been able to have voice their the fact that they are not pleased with this in the in their minority statement, which will be part of the process, which is part of what we'll submit to the CCWG. And now I'd like to ask people to give a green tick who are okay with the text as it lies ahead, as a covering letter for sending it to the CCWG plenary. Greg, hand is up. Greg, please come in.
Thanks, Niels. I support both your process and the text in front of us. I would say, however, that there is an alternate path available to us, which is if there is a conclusion that, in fact, there is no consensus on the text of this cover note and no consensus on our report, that the group report should instead be substituted with a one-line email that says the group failed to reach consensus and has nothing further to say to the plenary. Either we have something we've agreed on and we've adopted and we're sending up, or we don't. There's room for minority statements in the body of the report. That's been accommodated. And the report as a whole with that minority statement is being taken up to the CCWG. If we're going to talk about not having a consensus, then I think we need to scrap the report and this email and just report that that's the case. I don't believe that's the correct conclusion. I don't believe that's the conclusion that you've come to, Niels. But it is a conclusion that's been advanced, and if that is the conclusion that's adopted, that would be the outcome from that conclusion, one which I do not support, but one which I think we need to recognize. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that suggestion, Greg. But that was not my conclusion, seeing seven people in support of the current text. I feel sufficiently confident to say that this is the consensus of the work, also having seen a discussion on the mailing list. And I feel confident that we can go ahead with this, and of course we'll continue the discussion in the plenary. I see Kapoos' hand is up. Kapoos, please come in.
Yes, Niels, I think we are pushing for something which is against practice, standard practices. If you say not voting, but saying that who does not have difficulty, you clearly people, they should mention that they do not have difficulty. Then you raise the second question, who has the difficulty? Again, the people. Then the third one, who is upstanding or have abstention, does not want to express any views in either way. That is important. That is very important. You cannot take the silent majority on an agreement. There are three or four people, I know them, they are in favor of that. One, two, three, four, or five. That's all. The remaining, I don't know. They have to mention that they have, in category one, have no problems, or category two, they have problem, or category three, they have no views on the matter for the time being. This is important that you report to the plenary. I'm sure that if the people clearly mentioned, then there would be room for us to discuss it at plenary. Because the argument that I will launch will be very, very strong in the plenary. So those people who does not have any view will be happy, because there are some lacunes, there are some missing points. So if you want, please, I know it is up to you. You are the chair. We fully respect you. You raise that question in three questions. Who does not have a problem? Name them. Flag. Who has problems? Name them. And who is abstention? Then that is very important. Because you cannot take abstention as either agreeing or disagreeing. You have to have who. There are many cases people have abstention. And that is a part of the democracy. So you cannot ignore that. Or you avoid totally this. You think that there was no consensus. Leave this process to the plenary of CCWG. But you say that you want to do that. It is your prerogative. I have no problem. But I suggest that you don't do that. If you do that, do it in the way that I mentioned. Who has no problem? Who has problems? Who is abstention? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kavush. I know enough. I thank you all very much for your time and attention for this 34th meeting. I'll go ahead and compile the report and the text and be sharing it to the plenary. And I'm greatly looking forward to share with you all the discussion we'll have on furthering this work in the plenary. Thank you all very much for working so constructively with this over time. I think our work is not done yet, but maybe for the time being, I'm sure we'll see each other again soon in the subgroup, in the plenary, and hopefully as well in Abu Dhabi. Thank you all very much for the work. Thank you all very much for your commitment to the cause and to the multi-stakeholder work. Thank you all. Bye.
And thank you, Niels.
It's my pleasure, Cheryl. Bye.
Bye-bye.